As many as 20 Kurds have been killed and more than 100 wounded in northern Syria during a series of clashes with police that began last Friday. Several people were shot to death in northeastern Syria on Tuesday when security forces fired at Kurdish demonstrators. Hundreds had gathered to mark the anniversary of the devastating chemical attacks that Saddam Hussein launched against Kurds in northern Iraq 16 years ago. The deaths followed several days of violence between Kurds and Syrian police, which began when fighting broke out between Arabs and Kurds at a football game last week. At least a dozen people were killed in the fighting, and several more died a day later when Syrian police opened fire on a Kurdish funeral procession. The Syrian government has not released an official death toll, but Syria's state news agency acknowledged the violence on Wednesday and blamed what it called forces trying to dominate the Middle East. A spokeswoman for the Kurdish Human Rights Project in London, Rochelle Harris, says the Syrian government views Kurdish identity as a dangerous force.
They're seen as a threat to the state because it's perceived that the Kurds in Syria want to form a separatist state in the northeast Kurdish region. Because of that, the Syrian authorities deliberately underinvest in the region so that it can never be economically stable. And it has created lots of tensions between Arabs and Kurds in Syria. They're seen as a threat to the state just by virtue of being Kurdish.
Ms. Harris says the unrest is the most serious in recent history and is escalating. She says Kurds from Turkey have tried to cross the border into Syria to show their solidarity, but have been blocked by Turkish army forces. Kurdish groups in Iran and Belgium have held demonstrations to protest the treatment of Kurds in Syria. The chairman of the Human Rights Association of Syria in Damascus, Haytham El-Maleh, says he believes some Kurds are becoming more vocal because of their neighbors in Iraq.
The new constitution in Iraq gives the Kurd the objection for any law. So the Kurd here in Syria, maybe it's not all of them, but maybe some of them find this is a good way or good time to move. Not all of them in the same idea, in the same direction.
Mr. Maleh says Syrians, ethnic Arabs and Kurds, should be left to settle their disputes on their own. The United States has criticized Syria's policy toward the Kurds. Earlier this week, U.S. State Department spokesman Adam Arelli called on Damascus to refrain from using repressive measures against what he called a minority that has asked for greater acceptance and integration into Syrian life. The international human rights group Amnesty International has called on Syria to report where it is holding hundreds of Kurdish men it has arrested during the clashes, including some boys as young as 14 years old. Amnesty International urged the Syrian authorities to ensure that the detainees are not mistreated, which it said could fuel further violence. Carrie Sheridan for VOA News, Cairo.